Hello, everybody. Happy Saturday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese, and today we are discussing the sixth pillar of coherence, which is purpose that manifests as creativity. As you tune into that theme, I am going to light some sage to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. And really let this breath deepening be an invitation into a meditative state, a way to tune into your body, bridge the gap between your mind and body and soul. And let your body stretch and ebb and flow with your breath. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And one more little breath and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everyone that is here across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You may allow your breathing to return to a normal rhythm, and feel free to open your eyes or leave them closed if you would prefer to do so. I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today, and I want you to tune back into this theme of purpose, of creativity. I've been thinking a lot about how purpose is something that a lot of us use as a bludgeoning tool. Oh. I don't know if y'all saw that happen, but that one kind of popped out at us. We'll set that aside and keep going. A lot of us use shame as another avenue for something to guilt ourselves with, for something to shame ourselves with, as opposed to a tool to live life more coherently, more in alignment with our highest self. And I think a lot of us can do this with a lot of things, like even self-care things that we're supposed to integrate as a way to take care of ourselves. If we don't do our self-care enough, we then start to feel shame and guilt around it. And that's the opposite of what it's supposed to do. So, what's your relationship with purpose feel like right now? Does anything come up? Okay, since one card jumped out at us, and one is the normal one we pulled, which sometimes we'll just take the card that jumps out at us, but sometimes if it feels jumpy in addition to, I like to keep it for flavor on top of, and I think this one's a little flavor one. So, the main card we got is the Ten of Cups in reverse, and this card is really beautiful. It's almost a rainbow of these ten cups right at the top, and we see a family down at the bottom, or at least two adults and two children, interlocking arms and playing and singing beneath this beautiful bright sky. I think oftentimes when this card is in reverse, it can evoke a sense of disharmony with family or family systems or with chosen family. But I actually think what this is a call to turn inward. It is okay if you are bucking some of your family expectations, some of your personal expectations, in order to do something remarkable. In order to do things that have never been done before, You have to do things that have never been done before. I was listening to a meditation today from Chani, the astrology channel, and in it was talking about cycle breaking and how if we want to invite in abundance that looks different than maybe what we came from, we do have to invite in differences from what we came from. And I also want you to think about this concept of family more expansively than just the nuclear family. This is also an idea of tradition, of societal expectation, of socialization, and anything that feels like it could be a link to childhood. Perhaps this is an expectation that you put on yourself as a child and not wanting to betray those dreams, but changing course, shifting gears, embracing the new is a necessary part of creation. Destruction is a necessary part of creation. And I think a way to help think about this in terms of purpose is that destruction and creation are not inherently good or bad. And I think we hear those two terms and we think, oh, it's a dichotomy and destruction is bad. It is a clean slate. My great acting mentor always said, rock bottom is the solid foundation on which you build your life. And while that is a really scary thought, approaching it with curiosity is always going to fuel your creative spirit. So, if it feels like there is some disharmony in this root, that's the word I'm looking for, in this root that you have, because your family is your roots. And I don't think it's necessarily about your family system, or it's something about in the past and that's kind of tied you to the ground. It's okay to let it go. Now we have the Six of Wands in reverse for some flavor on top. And we see, oh, we're in reverse. Victory. Two laurels, one on top of the wand that our horseback rider is carrying, one on their head, and then five other wands kind of being held into the air, almost as a victory cry as this champion returns home. Working from this initial card of the Ten of Cups in reverse and adding this to it, the Six of Wands is celebration of accomplishments. And so I think this is almost a warning, isn't the right word, but a caution that it may not feel good immediately. It's going to be uncomfortable. And it's not like when you start pursuing your purpose or start living in alignment with your creativity or make a big change, that the next day you're going to wake up and everything's just going to make sense. And I think a lot of the times, this journey towards self-growth is really romanticized and idealized. And if we actually think of what a romantic journey is, it's sublime. It mixes the ugly with the beautiful, and that's kind of what makes it breathtaking, is that there is this fear and this wonder. And I think, again, removing the idea of good and bad from these energies and thinking of it as being in tune and aligned is a more fruitful way of going about this journey. It may not feel like you're getting a laurel on your head. It may feel like work. It may be hard. It's going to be hard lessons because, in order to grow, you need the manure. Shit makes the flower grow. The lotus blooms in mud, right? All of these things that we hear. And I think it's just a message of it's okay. It's okay if you're in the shit of it right now. It's okay if you're really feeling the manure. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean you're on the wrong path. It's part of the path, and it's not bad, and it doesn't mean the path is bad. And it doesn't mean it's going to 180 flip overnight and it's going to be sunshine and rainbows. It is going to be purposeful, though. And it is going to bring you to the other side of what experiencing the vastness of life is. You've got this. Our mantra today, with our two cards of the Six of Wands in reverse and the Ten of Cups in reverse, and inspired by our theme of purpose / creativity, our mantra is going to be, I am the lotus. I want us to remember that, yeah, there's mud, but you are the flower. I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of, I am the lotus. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that inhale. And exhale, repeating our mantra, I am the lotus. For our practice today, I want you to identify what you think this root is for you that the Ten of Cups in reverse is talking about. It took me a hot second to get there because I was like, it is so commonly about family, but I think root really is the best word for it, or the rosebud from Citizen Kane, I think is the movie. My film education is serving me, I hope. But what is this root? What is this rosebud? What is this thing that you feel like this is talking about? And how can you integrate it to alchemize it, process it, create something with it that is in alignment? But for today, let's just work on identifying. And I think coming into tune with that will be helpful for clarity on next steps and understanding a little bit more around the manure and the reality of our lotus selves and lotusness. This one got a little esoteric, but I think I like it. I think it's good. I think purpose can do that. But I'm so very thankful that you are here for our daily ritual. Let me know in the comments down below what flower you identify as. Maybe it's not a lotus. Maybe it's something else. But yeah, I'll share. I identify with the sunflower. One of my favorite poems is the Sunflower Sutra by Allen Ginsberg. And I would love to know, what flower do you identify as? Not which one is your favorite. Which one do you identify as? Share this ritual, this episode today, with someone that you think would enjoy it or maybe needs this reminder. And I am looking forward to seeing you all right back here on Monday. Until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching Our Daily Ritual, please subscribe, hit that like button, follow. If you're on podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating and a review down below. If you are on social media, please share this to friends and family and follow whatever account you're watching this on. Leave a like, leave a comment. All of these things are the very best way to support the Cohere Collective and our daily ritual. If you would like more information about the Cohere Collective, our story, how we came to be, and all of our other content and offerings, you can head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to learn more there. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our daily ritual's theme music, and I hope you feel like you're living more coherently. Until next time, love.